So, Kirby, you're going to be in town recruiting people to come down to Texas, but you also led a KVI trip last year with Colette Tours. You guys went to check out a whole bunch of stuff from the original 13 colonies. Tell me what it's like traveling with Colette, because I got this big trip with Colette coming up. We're going to be going to Israel on October 31st. We're going to be going. Tell people what they're in for when they travel with Colette.
Well, number one, I wish I could go, Ari, because I've been to Israel once. I love the country. It's my intent to go back. I don't think I can make this one. If I could, I would, but I'll tell you, Colette made everything very easy. Now, we used a bus, and I assume we'd be traveling by bus in these various places. Our bus driver was great, and I was a little skittish about bus travel, but it worked out well because we didn't have to worry about parking, didn't have to worry about being on time, and the bus driver was just a great guy, great personality. Hardy got along with him very well. The guy they sent with us was very knowledgeable, and he and I got together. And there was some stuff that historically I might know a little bit more about. He said, fine, you don't want to take the microphone. You want to talk about this and might be the same position for you visiting Israel. You might know some things about history or culture, places they don't know. They're willing to share the microphone. They took care of everything for us. The people on the trip had no complaints about late luggage or mistaken hotel rooms or problems. It was extremely smooth, and I was very impressed with them because I thought, you know, you put 30 people together for a week traveling in a bus to all these different places, there's going to be an issue. And there were absolutely no issues whatsoever. It went so smoothly. I was very impressed. I would travel with them anytime.
Well, I'll tell you what, I might sweeten the pot a little bit and tell you something I'm working on for my trip. There's a certain prime minister that I got maybe like a 10, 20% chance of getting him on our trip. I don't want to promise it. I don't want to promise and then not be able to deliver.
That would be great.
Yeah.
So I got to tell you, Israel's under attack right now, and it's so important that Americans get over there and learn about the country and see how great the country is and see how pro-American those people are and understand the story of Israel. And they need to be over there to see this because Israel's under attack. We've got now Iran and Saudi Arabia making up. Biden is screwing up the whole thing. He knows nothing about foreign policy. You know, Bob Gates said once he was wrong in every major foreign policy issue that when Gates knew him as head of the CIA and Defense Department, he's absolutely right. And he's screwing up the Middle East. Trump had it going with the Saudis and the Israelis, everybody getting along. And so I think it's the more important we really get over there and the American people understand and see Israel. And being with you and Colette, they're going to be able to do that.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, it's perfectly safe over there. What we're talking about is the attack they're on the international stage. When people are coming at them, they're criticizing them, they're criticizing their policies, they're criticizing their government. But, you know, it's crazy because here we are, we stand for the democracy, the only democracy in the Middle East, which is Israel. And what the Israelis want more than anything else is for you to come visit them. So join me in Colette Tours on October 31st. We're going to go everywhere. We're going to go to Jerusalem, Nazareth, you name it, Tel Aviv. We're going to eat ourselves stupid, and we got a Zoom meeting coming up on April 4th, where you can learn all about the trip. It's going to be at 7 p.m. right after the show here. You want to get the details, you could do so over at KVI.com. Us and Colette Tours is going to be an amazing time. Kirby Wilbur, love talking with you, buddy. I miss you so much.
Same here, Ryan. I hope to see you in 2 weeks.